Ah, my love, how long has it been? Has it really only been a couple weeks? Thanks to the Inquisitorial team and their mind tricks, it feels like it's been so much longer. Oh, these marks? Oh no, I'm okay. Or at least, I will be. Thank you for coming all the way out to my private residence to see me, by the way. Is it what you expected? A bit of the Victorian era there, a bit of modern goth over there, and a bit of Roman over there. I like to have bits and pieces of the places I've enjoyed over the ages to sort of get lost in my memories for a while. Come with me. I have tea prepared in my private study. It's modeled after one of my favorite places, but admittedly, with some more modern aesthetics like electricity and the like. Well, what do you think? It is an old library and workshop of a Greek artisan. Sadly, the scrolls are all reproductions, but I did my best to reproduce everything as faithfully as possible. How old am I? That's not something you should really ask a lady or a vampire. But honestly, I think I'm at least 5,000 year old now. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. You see, not just the princess, but the council as well has deemed it necessary that I retire fully. I'll still be active in politics to an extent, but I'll spend the rest of my eternity here in my mansion, and I'll have little to no interaction with the rest of the actual world. No, this is our way. After another 1,000 years or two, I'm sure I'll have faded enough from everyone's memories, and I'll be able to just... This too is our way. I've expected this for a while now. But this brings me to their other demand. On top of me retiring, yes. You've been running the company for a while now. Is everything going okay? Are you having any troubles? Thank goodness. I had a feeling you were up to the challenge. Plus, you have a wonderful support team around you. Anyway, they demanded that I either choose a successor that's a vampire, or they will choose one for me. Yes, you see my dilemma then. I can't leave you as a human in charge of the company, yet I still want to name you as my successor. If I let them name my successor for me, it'll be a vampire from the council, or worse, a rival faction, a puppet. So, my love, I can't promise I'll be here for you afterwards because of my forced retirement, but will you allow me to turn you so that I may name you as my successor? I know this is a lot to take in, and it's a massive step. Afterwards, don't worry about learning how to be a vampire. I'd like to think I've taught you a fair bit about it. And, one of your aides will be able to assist you fully. Do you remember Violet in HR? She's been my personal vampiric care aide, and I know she'll take wonderful care of you after your transition. In fact, I'll have a message sent to her immediately if you decide to go through with this. In fact, she's actually a relatively recent turn herself. You might have more in common with her than you think. As much as I hate asking this of you, because I'll be honest, being turned is not easy and it's not fun, and there are things that you will have to get used to, like drinking blood and avoiding sunlight and hypersensitive senses. Oh no, there are a lot of perks too, like speed and strength and enhanced mental abilities. Eventually, you'll form contracts with familiars and learn how to take their forms, and perhaps one day even fly. Also, I already have assurances from the princess that you'll be allowed to continue to run the company after being turned. I've already settled everything to clear your official rise to power. So, will you allow me to turn you? You will? Thank you, my love. How does it work? Well, we have to get more intimate than normal. In the throes of passion, we have to drink each other's blood. Or at least that's the only way it's worked for me in the past. I'm told that most vampires don't have to do anything quite that drastic. Just drain the victim and make sure that they've drank the vampire's blood, and then they say something about love being involved, and it's confusing. This way's always worked for me, and it's likely why you've shown signs of being stronger as well. But let's not worry about that for now, shall we? For now, let's worry about enjoying ourselves and reveling in what will likely be our last time together. Certainly the last time I'll be able to enjoy you as a mortal, at least. Right here? Yes, right here in my study. I want to remember you on this fur rug next to this unfinished marble statue. Now, take me, my love. Show me what the vigor of man has wrought over the past several thousand years. Show me what you can do. Take me. And I will take you for the night. Oh, I had a feeling you were already hard. Yes, I feel you at my entrance. Little known fact. I was turned after I lost my virginity, but that's not a requirement for being turned. I'm told that women that have been turned before they lost it, it regenerates. And honestly, I can't imagine having to go through that process every time I want to make love, especially to you, my dear. I think my legs are just perfect for wrapping around you. Just pull pulling you in. Oh, tighter, deeper inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, I think you're just... perfect. The perfect length and girth. Oh, everything about you is simply... oh, simply perfect for... driving me crazy. Let me just feel you throbbing inside of me. Your heartbeat pulsing through your hard cock. Oh, deep inside my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh. So burning hot deep inside of me. Oh, feels like every heartbeat is going to split me in half. Ah, but I want more. And I'm going to get it. Oh, first, my blood. Here, drink. Oh, yes. Oh, just a little bit is enough. It will give you strength and vitality. Do you feel it? Already it's coursing through you, isn't it? Ah, now I drink your blood. I'm sorry for being a little rough, but having you inside of me while I do it. It's exquisite. I know I've said I've done this before a couple times, but honestly, my dear, when you move your hips like that, and when you throb like that, I can't imagine. I can't imagine it being any better. It has never been anywhere near this good before. We are perfectly matched. And you are going to be a powerful vampire indeed. Now. Oh, fuck me senseless. Please. Please, my love. Please. Yes. The power coursing through you. Already. My love. My dearest. Please. Deeper. God, yes. Yes. Fuck yes. Yes. My love. Oh. Split me open literally like that in decades. That was amazing, my love. I told you, you are going to be one of the most powerful vampires in all of existence. You might even rival the royals. Oh, all this? Oh no, I'll be fine. I'll heal up here after a little bit. I will be perfectly fine. Thank you, my love. And my love, now that this is done and over with, you're going to get rather sleepy, and my attendants are going to take care of you. And when you wake up in the next evening, I'll have Violet take care of you and walk you through some things, introduce you to your new vampiric life. I will miss you so much. Perhaps you'll come and see me now and then, if you're able. Good night. For now, my dearest. I hope to see you again someday. and farewell for now.